Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
And it's the one and only Cash Doll,
aka Cash's mother. That's who you are now.
Yeah, I'm Cash's mom. I'm a mom. Yeah. I'm in love.
Aw,
so yeah. Sweet.
Well, Cash Doll is here. I always tell you, you're family. I'm excited to have you here. I'm on the intro to the new mixtape, by the way.
Yeah, you are.
I heard it. Yeah.
You definitely on there.
I said, I think that's me.
No, she had to play it back. Like, is that my voice?
Is that me?
But I had to.
Good.
I had
no,
to. You don't need my girl.
Cash Doll, from what I know, she doesn't have kids or a boyfriend. She's like in her 20s, and all she's trying to do is grind.
Cash Doll. What up, though?
I speak out.
Doll, I'm in this.
And y'all know I love me some Cash Doll. I say it all the time. I know that's right. Especially what I was saying. You know, right. Cash Doll ain't no joke. And this mixtape proves it, by the way. We're glad.
I appreciate that. Because yeah. You know what? This mixtape is so special because I really had to go back to my roots.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody had kids. You ain't had no kids yet.
I have a 16-year-old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. But
she just had one.
How old is Rain? A year and a half.
That's okay. A shame, Jasmine.
Yeah, I have a 22 and a 12-year-old.
So, you know, after you had that baby, you be trying to find yourself again. Kind of like, you forget everything. Mm-hmm. It's like everything is the baby. And then I stay with my man, and diaper, pamper. It's a routine, crying. I can't get my nails done. I ain't get my hair done. I'm just trying to find myself again. And it was like, when I finally was able to come back around a little bit, I'm like, I need to get back to my roots. And that's why it's called Back on Dexter. That's where I'm from, in Detroit, mm-hmm. Dexter and Dre Road.
I feel like after you give birth, everything changes. Like your mind changes from all your organs moving around. Mm-hmm. Like everything.
Your hormones, your
is
bladder.
Is different. Yeah.
Like, I used to can hold using the restroom. Now it's like, I got to get it out.
Everyone says that.
I have to get it out right now.
Jasmine be peeing like 5 times an hour.
I go all the time. Yeah. I was going all the time before. But it was awful when I was pregnant, though.
Yes, well, when I was pregnant, it was pathetic. It was pathetic when I was pregnant. I just should have stayed in the damn tub.
Do you feel like yourself yet?
Honestly, truly, I'm like 85% there.
Okay. How long does it take to feel like yourself? How long?
Never.
Okay, because I don't feel
right.
Like myself.
That's what I was going to say. Like, your life forever changed.
Yeah.
Like, my life has changed since the age of 16. So it's like, sometimes I feel like for people to understand, like, they don't understand mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. Especially men.
Oh. Yes.
Well, look, I don't understand it. But I can imagine, but I can't understand
but
it.
But you've talked me through some, you're more understanding than I would think you would be, not having a child. Mm-hmm. You talked me through
I talked to so many of my friends through their pregnancies before I had one. I used to be on the phone like, girl, you're not going to be pregnant for long. You're going to be good.
They gonna have
that's the same kind of talk she would give
yeah,
me.
I do. Yeah. And look, and then one of our friends who has a kid told you, she was like, take your life back. You have to take your life back.
And it really feels like that. Like, yeah. you got to find yourself again. And that's why this is so important.
How did you find yourself for this project? Like, what did you do to get your mind back to pre-mommyhood, pre-BMF? Like, how did you get...
Oh, my God. Because right after I had him in January, I was filming in February for BMF. That's why I was real chunky.
That is not a game.
On there, I was really chunky. Wild. But what? I had to get right back to it. So I couldn't do the breastfeeding that long. I tried it. And I was like, all right, remembering lines, getting back to that, not feeling secure with myself. On camera, you already got extra weight on camera, and I already got extra weight from my baby. I'm like,
making you insecure.
I'm insecure in the inside. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like doing nothing but being a mom because it's a routine. I was a zombie for a long time. Yeah. And so when I got done filming, it was like, all right, I had a little breather room, right? Then it was hot outside. He started holding his own bottle. It's like, all right, cool. I guess I got me a little extra time or whatever. So that happened. And then I was just like, man, I gotta do something to make myself feel. Because I was doing shows. Mm-hmm. Shows was coming in. I got to keep the money rolling in. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been sitting for a long time.
Yeah.
The shows start coming in. I have a whole bunch of more sources of income. And I was doing all that. And I'm like, I need to do something to make me have fun again. I want to have fun. And I love music. It's a passion for me. So I called my brother, Joseph McFashion. And he from the city, too. And that's like, we've been knowing each other over a decade. And I'm like, I was telling him, I sent him a song that I've been did. And he was like, no, you need to get back in that one bag. Like, and I'm like, well, shit, I want to. How?
Come back to Dexter.
How? He's like, man, you need to get back on them Detroit beats. You need to get back in it. And I'm like, you right. And he do that. So he like, look, we need to put a project together. Out of all of these years, we have never done nothing together. We just genuinely been brothers and sisters. He never been around me. Let's do a project. He never forced it or asked a million times. And it was just like, this time it was just perfect. I had left my last deal, got a new one. Right then and there, I'm like, it's lining up. I'm like, now I got creative control.
Right.
This is perfect. I could do what I want to do. Bam, he flew to Atlanta. I'm like, for me to get my feet back wet, I got to be in the house and comfortable. I need to be able to bring my baby. I can't be in no studio with something loud. Mm-hmm. So Cashin came on over there. It was me. I trust him. That's my brother. That's Cashin's uncle. He was holding him while I record. Oh, and we got it done. Like we sat at an Airbnb that he, and I was in a closet recording it. That's like dope. I needed to feel back like rugged, studio, the nice production sound. No, I needed it to sound as rugged as possible.
And you know what? Is it different when, because you don't need to do music, right? You're making, like you said, a lot of income doing other things. Yeah. And when you first came out, you know, you always was getting to the bag.
Yeah.
But the music was your first, like, main source of income.
Yeah.
Now, the acting is popping
and then
off.
Everything, all the little deals and then investments and stuff like that. So then it's like, but that's not acting is fun.
Yeah.
Acting is fun. Taking pictures is fun. So I got to take pictures. That's cool. And making music and videos, that's fun to me.
But that's, like, I feel like the most work. Like, going on tour.
Yeah, that sounds draining.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. Like, city to city, going from here to
the
there.
Hustle and bus.
You know when it become a lot when you're flying. But when you, like, on a bus and... You got a little stability there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have your stuff in one spot. You get to get up and wash your face with your facial. It's like, it's different when you got a stability.
Right.
But like when you on a plane and you in hotels, it's not the same. You'd have been lost luggages, lose another shoe, got damn jewelry, you know, forgotten the damn safe.
That hurts.
It's just like you all over the place. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So it's like when you on a tour bus though, it's better. And then it's fun to me. Like, I love performing. I love seeing my fans, man. That shit make me happy.
They be going crazy for you. I went to go see Cash Doll when she was in New York when you was on tour with Meek Mill.
Oh yeah.
And,
you know,
I don't just be going out for no reason, but I was like, let's go see Cash Doll. I was with Lala.
Oh yeah. I was just TMZ was downstairs. I just told them, don't play with me about Lala. I go on y'all shit. No, they just said something about her with Javinci on BMF. And I was like, man, people do it all the time in real life. And she's acting. So what? She can beta do it. Hey. Like, don't play with me about Lala.
Oh, God.
You had a little sex scene too, okay? Right. BMF. By the way, BMF, I don't miss that show. You know.
You like BMF?
Yes. I love
BMF. I like
BMF.
It too. I wait. You know what? I didn't watch it with the cast or watch it beforehand. I watch it with everybody because I want to see it.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And too, I got a problem. Like, I be criticizing myself. So if I seen it with everybody, I would be thinking about it like, damn, everybody about to watch me. So now when I watch it with the world, I can't do shit about it.
Right? Are you serious?
Like, can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of actors and actresses don't like watching themselves. So you watch yourself. Mm-hmm. And you don't, it's fine.
It's cool. It's just when I'm looking ugly, I'll be like, mm.
I mean,
that's the only part that make me mad.
All this HD is
right.
But to be clear, okay, Cashtown has always been an actress. What I tell y'all in 2011.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go way back. Say, you did a great job, though. Thank like,
you. Is
early
that the clip
on.
You were just showing us?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was
Thank
showing
you.
Them.
Yep.
I, was
yep,
like,
I started a long time ago in Detroit. I always wanted to do all this stuff, like mm-hmm. always. It's just always been a passion. I used to tell people in my classroom, like, you don't want to be my friend. It's cool, but don't try to be my friend when I'm rich and famous.
Right.
I'm going to be on your TV, and I'm going to be really rich. And I used to be telling people that.
That's so funny. I'm going
to say that too. I swear, people used to be like, oh, what are you going to be when you grow up? I'll be like, oh, I'm going to be P. Diddy and the family. I'm going to be on private jets. I'm going to be drinking champagne.
Look, you used to tell them that. Like,
dancing with J-Lo.
Let's do it all.
And they'll be like, well, how? I'll be like, I don't know.
So what is
going
to happen?
Happens.
Yeah.
But listen,
and it's it.
And like to see Cashtown, by the way, booed up is a whole nother situation too.
It is.
I know. My man.
Mind your business. Yeah. This is my life.
Yeah, you know what? That just happened. I swear, y'all, I went out there to go film the first season. And he been at it. He been trying. And I'm like, you know what? I'm out here. I ain't doing nothing. I'm single. You know, everybody want a little friend they go hang out with, have a little couple drinks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
That nigga came over, y'all. He ain't left. He's still there.
So what made him so special? Because I know everybody was in Cash Doll's DM. Everybody be trying to holler. What made Tracy T the one that you were like, you could stay?
You know, you could stay over. You know what? It's the personality. I love fun mm-hmm. and funny. Like, personality, you win over everything. Then you cute.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that good-ass hair.
Not the good hair.
Nice
got
teeth.
He's
gonna make
nice you babies. Teeth is important.
When good. You saw him, did you think, I want to have a kid with him?
And a kid is extreme.
Well, but, I mean, you have one, so I don't know if it's extreme.
Right.
It happened.
But that
wasn't, like, the first thought. It was, like, after I seen how he treated his other kids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And he's fine to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
no, but those little things you mentioned, it's like those are the unsaid things that you notice
good
on
teeth.
A man.
Yeah, the
good
teeth,
breath,
right?
The good
I know you said you don't like dirty fingernails, so
don't touch me.
those are like the unsaid things.
He was getting manicures often. You know,
nice.
He smelled good.
You know,
yeah, say the fragrance, like you have to smell good. I love a man who smell good. Like,
you know, so it was like, oh my God. And then I just noticed how with me, he was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'll tell him one thing, like when I first got around him, he wasn't opening doors. Mm. And I'm like, who the hell he been dating? I said,
exactly.
I told
right.
him, I said, you gotta open the door for me. And I noticed how he wanted to do it.
Yeah, he snapped. Yeah. You know what? That is so true. You could tell if a guy's been in like real relationships or not by certain things. Like, do they walk on the outside mm-hmm. of the sidewalk? Mm-hmm. Do they open the door mm-hmm. for
yes.
you?
Yeah. You know, do they call and ask you, do you want something to eat before they come?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it was so much stuff I had to teach him. And I was like, wow, these bitches really be doing this. Like, they just allow a nigga to just... But... And when I told him, I never had to tell him again.
Right.
And that I like that because
he was
that's
trainable.
Effort.
He's
exactly.
He yeah.
He wants to learn and wants to be that guy for me. So I'm right. like,
no,
what's
beautiful.
Better than this?
Now, what did he have to teach you?
First off, I never cooked.
Oh, damn. Oh.
I you never, cooking now?
I cook now.
Yeah.
I be in the kitchen. I be washing clothes sometimes.
Mm.
But you know, because my maid, when she leave, I got to... I gotta make shows sometimes. Like,
right. Yeah, sometimes you gotta go and wash those important things, put the towels in there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I be putting the towel in the towel warmer before you get out the shower.
The towel warmer?
Yeah.
Look at you.
What is a towel warmer? I don't have that.
It warms
you
the towel.
Have, I gotta get, I'm gonna send love you.
I've never heard
they
of
that. They have them at hotels sometimes.
Yeah, or you put it in the dryer. Like, at first I was putting it in the dryer. Like, okay, yeah, that's like right there. But then
put
I end
it in
up
there for
ordering.
A few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a bidet?
Do I have a who?
A bidet, the thing that cleans your butt in the toilet. You know that?
No,
shoot?
No. Okay. You see, I said no.
Oh wait,
I'm not one of those girls. Like,
I'm not
you
gonna
know
lie.
Talk about that.
When I was in Vegas butt. At the hotel, they had a bidet.
I've never tried one.
Oh my god, it's
like
amazing.
Fabulous. I've never tried it.
Because you know, after you shit, you gotta shower. But
yeah,
a bidet.
But I just use wipes.
But with the bidet, when I tell you,
so does it just
feeling?
You don't have a bidet, but I very like it.
But I'm like, it clean your ass real good. You feel like okay.
And it's like a surprise how good it cleans you. You're like,
people like them.
Really?
You still wipe after, you know,
you
to dry.
Yeah,
you
have to.
Yeah.
But okay, so back to the relationship.
How long am I to get a bidet?
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
You need the warm seats. You need the bidet.
Yeah, okay, well, that's the warm seats.
And then like the bidet, and then it has a dryer afterwards. So after it shoots the water to clean everything, then it has the dryer to turn on and dry your butt.
Yes, it does. It sends you
air. It feels luxurious.
I'm about to switch that out. I got the warmer, the seat.
Oh, and you can actually buy it and put it on your current toilet. You know what I mean?
So you ain't got to get a whole new
you don't
toilet.
Have to you may have to have like someone come install like the paddle for it to do all the things if you want the fancy one.
You got that mansion at Grosse Pointe. You need
you're gonna love it.
I got rid of it.
You did? Hold up, back up. All right, I did not know this.
Yeah,
all right, so you bought that, when did you buy that house?
2019.
And that's a mansion. Okay.
Yeah.
Just to be clear,
yes, off the water right there on Lakeshore.
So what happened? Why'd you get rid of it?
Man, that was too much. Then I got pregnant. I wanted to be in Atlanta. That was a lot to keep up. I had my family there. They, you know, they was. It just was too much. I just needed to do what made, but that had me at peace.
Okay, everybody, like, everybody got to chip in. They like, nah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It just.
And when you have a 7-bedroom or, you know, all of that, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
You don't need, you figure out, I don't need all this space.
Honestly, truly, it was 7 bedrooms.
Yeah, that's a mansion.
It was 10 bathrooms.
Sheesh.
It was 10 bathrooms. It was a pool, a saltwater pool.
I know, because you be wrapping around the salt
and
water.
And it ain't like you could use a pool that often in Detroit.
Right.
No, it's like a couple of months.
Exactly. The pond. I had a pond with fishes in there, koi fishes in
there. You got to feed.
Yes, it's like the lawn. The stone, the white stone brick got to get cleaned.
That's a
you
lot
You got to power wash
that's
that.
A that's a hole.
You
yeah.
got the driveway that got, you don't want oil stains. You got to clean that often. Don't talk about the maintenance of the marble floors.
Wow.
And like when other things is happening, like pipes and all that.
No, exactly. You electric problems, all kinds of water problems.
It's too
like
much.
I was with somebody and I remember I looked at his maintenance bill for his house to, you know, to take care of everything because he was gone for the season. And when he came back, everybody just ruined it. Like he had people in the house.
I went to be
it was $130,000.
Yeah. You went where?
I went to go do BMF when I met Tracy and got pregnant.
You leave
I
people
came
in
back,
your house?
It was like,
they wasn't maintaining it
at all.
Shit.
No.
Hey, listen,
true.
But that is a learning lesson. Right? Because sometimes you think, okay, I'm about to buy this mansion. I love my family. I want everybody here.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it. All I got to do is pay this mortgage every month. And then you realize there's a whole lot more to come with it.
Wait, it's, oh my God. Not just the mortgage, the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
The water bill was crazy from my pool. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That DTE.
Water bill crazy.
For that big ass house.
Mm-hmm.
What? Man, it was just too much. And I was just like, it's just too much for me.
Okay.
It had me stressed out, so I just sold it.
And you had the experience.
And I did it.
Yeah, I did it.
You say you
did
it.
I did it. And it was in my name. That's my house. I did it. And I sold it, and it's over. It's like, okay, I know I don't want to do that again.
Right.
Yeah, and I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed it for the 2 years I was there.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you needed a living housekeeping, maids, and
everything. You also need to be there more because it make more sense if you're
when you're there.
There.
And I feel like you do those houses when you retire.
Yeah.
Not while you still
or when
on
you
the go.
Have mad kids.
Yeah. Or you know? When they, yeah, because you will be there.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you on a go, you can't, ain't nobody gonna take care of yourself like you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even saying my family wasn't, but ain't nobody gonna do it like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you could always buy something on Dexter. That's not a bad investment now.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, because Dexter came up.
Yeah, and I'm they coming up. We coming up over there. We about to come up over there in the hood. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So talk about like the first time y'all hooked up when he came and never left, right?
Yeah.
How long did it take for y'all to like get romantic?
Oh, like a couple months.
Really? A couple of months?
Yeah.
Yes.
You put him in the friend zone first?
He was my boo for a minute, but I just wasn't about to just do that.
Okay.
A couple months?
No, seriously, I feel like relationships go so much better when you don't give your body fast.
Not that fast. Even though I knew he was going to be around, I could, you know, you could tell when a dude just want that, and then you could tell when they want you.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I knew he
and
did.
And they respect it.
It was probably like, okay, so we started in like January, the beginning of January. I flew out there January the 2nd. Who is that? We started dating, talking, da, da, da. He asked me to be his girlfriend February 14th.
Wow, then, Valentine's like, Day. Right. So this is the anniversary around now. Okay,
yeah. So then it was like a couple weeks. It was like a week or something after Valentine's Day,
and then the anticipation is nice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And then it was like special.
So were y'all kissing and stuff like that?
Yes, we were kissing.
Yes, any type of intimacy.
You guys did foreplay.
I'm not doing.
No, but
you get my hand job. Then he play with it.
You got four nails.
But no, and by the time you get to it, since you're so comfortable with him, you can laugh.
Now you can have a good time. It ain't all you super nervous. You always be nervous giving somebody new your body, but. You know, once you've been, y'all know each other, been out a lot, you've got, now it's like, I'm a little open, we can do it. You right.
You lay there talking for hours in the bed together, watching, having Netflix and chill nights. That's how you know you really care, when you'd rather be in the house than outside.
Yeah.
You got to force yourself to have a date night.
Right. Like, see, with me and him, it's just naturally, we be just chilling, and it's still to this day. Like, he got into that point though when I was pregnant. That ass. I felt this nigga was doing 12-hour shifts outside. I said, "Hey, bro,
come home."
What the fuck? I'm by myself.
Right?
Hello. What happened?
I feel like y'all broke up for a second on social media.
Did we?
I don't know. I feel like it was
like we probably just distanced.
Because I'd be looking mad at each other. It wasn't a real breakup.
Yeah, you know how it is. You get mad.
I'm trying to think our story. I feel like it was some chatter about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think so.
That we broke up.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, it was a while ago.
You probably was mad at him and blocked him for a second, and you know they be
and
catching
they see
that.
When you unfollow like them, and because I done blocked them about 90 times.
They just bought one.
I done blocked that nigga, man. I keep talking to him.
Why you be blocking him?
Because he be getting on my fucking nerves.
So your block game's strong.
Does he ever, okay, when you unblock him, does he always follow you back?
Yes, he follow me back first and be like, he'll say something to one of my stories or something.
So then he'll
see me like, oh, so you don't follow me? Like, no, nigga, I don't want to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Now, when it comes to like finances and everything, we've been talking before we started, we were talking about investing. Yep. Do you guys have those conversations? Like, as
we
a
have
couple?
Those conversations. But you know what? How I feel about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to grow with my man and all that. But when it comes to investments and stuff, I feel like you got to be married.
Okay.
That's just, man, you investing in.
Mm-hmm. Right. You got to have legal papers going on somewhere.
Man, I can't.
I agree.
Okay.
But you can invest in things together and still, you would still want to have some type of legal
papers.
Agreement.
But
on.
She doesn't want to. She wants to wait until she's married.
Even if we ain't married, I will say, like, where we have an understanding, because he had a situation before me where he had to just get what he was going to get. Because they didn't have an agreement.
Right.
And, and I'm like, I told him, I'm like, you don't want that to happen again. You never know what's going to happen. I love you and all that, but you don't know what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not playing about, you know what I'm saying? I know he ain't playing about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't putting it in just because it's fun.
If you all were to get married, would you get a prenup?
Oh, good question. Damn, Jasmine.
Like, what just...
I want a prenup when I get married. I don't feel like it's disrespectful for the guy to ask for it. I mean, there's things that you can work out. Everybody saw Sex in the City. And she worked out $2 million if they broke up and she got the apartment, you know? So there's ways around a prenup so you don't just get left in the dirt. Especially if you're investing together.
Well, but I also think,
I feel like you need your own. You got your own money.
Yeah,
because
I just feel like my money is my money, your money is your money.
Are you going to answer the question? Are you going to get a prenup?
That's a yes, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. I mean, like, this is what I think marriage is a business too.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And so a prenup is not a bad thing. It's what you put. You could put anything you want in a prenup.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In a prenup, it would definitely say my money is mine. Yours is yours. If I help you make that, I need my cut. If you help me make
versa.
This,
that's exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I think is fair? Whatever we came with, we leave it. But whatever we made together
is split. Exactly.
That's perfect.
And that's what you do with the lawyers. You work that out.
That's the easiest way.
And it's so crazy, but because we really invest, and it's just not money, it's time,
mm-hmm.
it's knowledge, it's them late nights. I'm up with you, helping you with your shit, or I'm doing this, I'm putting my stuff on the back burner to help you. So it's like, you deserve some of that cut.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So whatever we did together, we need to negotiate. But when I come with mine,
And what you come with is yours.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so fair.
But then sometimes there might be investments that you make on your own.
Like, let's just say you get a big chunk of money. Like, I have a homegirl who every time, you know, she produces stuff. And so every time she does a project, she buys a property. And that's what she does, you know, for herself. Every new project, she's like, I'm going to buy a new property.
Okay.
And that's so, perfect. Yeah, but if you were... I don't know if I would want to split that if I was married.
But that's not his. That's hers. She bought
it. That's right.
But if you were married and it's something that was acquired during the marriage.
It depends on how you guys do your finances.
Yeah, he should put. I don't know. He doesn't.
No, oh, but if he don't put it in, then see,
then not, that's her money.
That's his idea.
Mm-hmm.
But what if, like, okay, reverse, right? Let's just say, as a woman, let's say you're not working and he's making money buying properties. While you guys are married, but you're taking care of everything.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you deserve something? Like if you're working for him, yeah. Then that's still half of what we did together because you wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't here taking care of everything.
If I wasn't taking care of the house, making sure the babies are straight, feeding you, staying up late, calling, you know how it be. You be the one calling the stuff and doing all the No, she deserved that.
But I would feel like if we're married, and you're out making these investments and you're not telling me or including me in that.
Well, we're talking about putting money in. Like, let's just say if, you know, they paid for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you don't know about it, but.
Yeah, like when you're when you're married, it's almost impossible not to know about the finances together. Mm-hmm. You know,
although
like
it happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
Yeah. Do y'all talk about marriage?
It's rare.
It be brought up a lot.
What that means?
You know, he'd say, I'm his wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So if he asked you tomorrow.
Look, why y'all doing that?
Don't blow it up. Come on.
Y'all gotta put me on blast.
Because you're right here.
Well, if he asks, he'll find out.
That's a good answer.
Okay.
That was a perfect answer.
If he asks, he'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Now, who gets more jealous between the two of you? In your relationship.
Like, because, just like what? Like,
I know guys be hollering at you, but I'm sure girls be hollering at him too. So who's the more jealous person?
You know what? Honestly, I don't think neither one of us is jealous. I'm big on respect. Like, I'll smack a bitch. I'll smack a bitch, I swear to God. Like, don't play with me in my face like that.
I believe her.
Yeah, me too. Like, I dead ass see. Bitch, what?
No, like, just don't play with me in my face. No, yeah. Don't insult. Don't play with me like that. That's it. Other than that, I don't give a fuck. Right. I don't like you doing all that Instagram shit, all them liking pictures and shit. That bitch about to be saying my nigga liking her pics.
That's a fact.
Is that jealous or is that just respect?
But guys be like, they'll be like, oh, I would just scroll through and like everybody's picture on my timeline.
I don't like it.
I don't scroll through and roll everybody's picture.
Like, I don't like everybody's picture. I just feel like get a little bit more class.
Friends,
a little more
class. You know,
all that extra friendly, flirty shit, I don't like that.
But does that mean that, so what about you when it comes to liking pictures?
I don't even like pictures. I like the same people I see. I don't even like pictures, so I don't do that.
Yeah, because the algorithm doesn't even show you everybody.
She said, I'm not friendly. I don't like
it. I'm cool, but I'm not like friendly, like, ooh. I'm gonna like this just because I see it. Like, yeah, no, I gotta actually like it. Like, I see some fly shit, I'm like, ooh, that's cute.
Right. Saving all.
Right, yeah. But I don't I don't use it for that. Mm-hmm. And I watch who I follow. I only follow like 600 people because I got to see what I see on my timeline is what I'm getting feeding every day in my brain.
Right.
So I don't even follow a lot of people that is unnecessary to be. Right. What am I liking nigga pictures for?
It could be work and business though, because here's the thing. You are
not no naked pictures, not no bitches that ain't doing nothing standing there. No.
In a Fashion Nova.
All that. Like, what are you talking about?
But I'm talking about you as an artist, right? Let's just say there's other male artists.
Oh, another male artist dropped a project, I'm going to like it.
Okay.
Or if they got a fire caption, I might like it.
Okay.
Because I like that, them bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. But I'm not just like, oh, he cute. I mean, like, hell no.
I hate it. It'd be like 115 people and then you dumbass just see your nigga.
Man, when I first got with him, I used to be like, what is you liking everybody? Like, what is you doing?
What was his response though? Like, he stopped.
Right.
He stopped. But what was his, what did he say though?
Gonna say is Instagram. What's Instagram for?
That's what I had a guy tell me. I just like everything.
I'd be like, this is just Instagram, butt ass naked. This is Instagram. Okay, fine.
Did he unfollow some people? Like,
hell yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm like, I ain't about to do too much, right? So like, just don't follow nobody new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Why we together? You already, them your homegirls you grew up with. I'm cool with you having
they
friends.
Tracy got
people he grew up with that he's cool with. But just don't play with me. Like, stop. Don't make me have to just, don't do that.
Yeah.
Instagram causes problems. I see hard eyes under my man thing.
But that's not his fault, right? If somebody puts the hard eyes.
I follow
the girl.
No, I comment.
Like the comment, put double hard eyes and a straight face.
He like, fine, ain't like, he, bitch? Yeah. I thought so. That's why I had a baby with him, ho. Nah. Like, no.
I ain't doing that.
That's crazy. Like, I don't even follow, like, when I meet a guy.
I'm just playing.
I don't follow him at the beginning. Like, I wait.
Wait a little
really?
Bit.
I follow you right away.
Yeah, I'm going to see what's up.
I don't.
Because you can find a lot about a person on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't. But my friends do, though. Like, yeah, if I be like such right and such. Away. Mm-hmm.
And then you got to go through the whole thing back to 2019.
Mm-hmm. You got to see comments.
Like,
that's how you find all the baby mamas.
2018.
All the extra.
See everything.
Did you see this post in 2022? I mean, 2002?
Like, you going to keep that up?
Wasn't even around.
Right?
Back then.
Yeah, so I don't know. So when it comes to who the most jealous, because Tracy, he's something else too. So it just be like, I just feel like, don't disrespect me. I don't know if that's jealousy or not. If I am jealous, so what?
It's respect.
But no, I just feel like it's respect.
But I also feel like it's not bad if you just say, what is you fucking doing? Mm-hmm. It's different when if you play games, you know how some people will like play games and not say nothing to you, but be mad and then go.
All that lame
just
shit.
Just say something.
Say it so I can fix it. Because if I don't know, how am I not going to do it again? I'm going to do it again because you ain't say shit and I don't even know what I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Exactly, was he intimidated because of your music to like really feel like he could be in a relationship with you? Because, you know, you be having songs and about being single and happy, of course, for everybody, all the experiences that you've had in the past. It ain't that many that's like, I love my man. So how did he feel about that? Was that difficult? And how about you and your mind space? Because I know you've been through some shit.
You know what? I just feel like that's why I intimidate a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of guys be like skeptical. They be kind of a little walking on eggshells a little bit. But with Tracy, he had balls.
Right. We respect that.
He had
that.
Balls. He tried it. I can't do nothing but respect it. You know what I'm saying? You know, but he like, it's certain stuff he'll do that let me know that it do be in the back of his mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But he got balls.
Like what? Like when you say certain stuff?
Like, I ain't gonna say it. I ain't gonna do my baby like that.
I was just in the car listening to, I was listening to Bad Bunny of Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm listening to all of his music, all these songs, and it's just like, in style to be single and having fun and drinking and doing, you know, having a guy spend money on you. It's just like,
it's okay.
It's like the vibe. So I feel like if you're in a relationship with a rapper who's a female, you shouldn't be mad if she says some fly shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like the stuff before, like now when I make music, I don't even, like in none of my tape, I said nothing about being single or none
right,
of that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just talk about getting money. You know, and I ain't really just gonna bash a nigga when I'm actually like, I love a nigga right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's like, that's your alter ego when you get behind.
Mm-hmm.
When you get, you close them doors and you go in there and you get on that mic, you gonna say whatever.
Yeah.
That alter ego come out and you gonna say some stuff.
And
you know?
That's some Detroit shit too.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, all that flashy, like.
All that, we love that. We love the flash. Like, Detroit is flashy. We like
I
that.
See.
We love that shit.
Gaudy.
So it's just in your face, like, but like Tracy make music now that I don't even make. I got this bitch in Atlanta and this bitch in LA, and I'll be like, you was in LA?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, that's not it.
But that's what I'm saying, it's like the thing to have it, like, it's
he like this
like
is from before. This is from before.
Like, no, he'd be like, I'm just making music. It sounds good. I'm like,
and that's exactly what a man would say, you know? And
but I, then it'd be some like, truth to this shit.
Right. Because it would be kind of cool.
This nigga.
It would be kind of cool if he was doing music that was like, I love my girl. Like,
right. That's what I was going
to
say.
That's what I told him. I'm like, first off,
ain't nothing wrong with that.
You need to make some girl liking music. Like, I don't want to rock to this. And my nigga talking about fucking this bitch out of Mexico.
When was he in Mexico?
Right.
So when you was in Mexico, nigga, this what you was saying.
Did your music change though? Now that you're in love and you're having kids, like, so have your music? Do you feel that, you know?
I don't touch bases on niggas like that. Like, I really ain't super soft neither, so I ain't about to be on like, oh, I love you, baby. Hell no, I'm not doing that. I just rather not talk about it because I'm not gonna say fuck a nigga too on my intro. I said right. Fuck niggas.
I just feel like the music isn't like when Fabulous was with Tamia. I really like, you know,
but and then you know what's crazy? That's verse. The shit I like listening to.
Me right. too.
Yeah. That in love shit, because that's how you feel in real life.
Like, if you think about Fabulous, how many of those songs he got?
He do a lot. Yeah, a lot.
Fab's my favorite rapper.
Yeah,
is he really? Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm. I love Fabs.
Yeah, Fab my favorite. I always say that. All
he's
the time.
Definitely one of my top five.
Yeah,
too,
y'all be sure. My favorite.
Do you have any songs with him?
Yeah, with Fab, mm-hmm. Yeah, we did some.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
He actually got on for Everybody Remix.
It makes sense.
Yeah, and he said a lot of toxic shit. He did. Aww. And I had did something for him, but it just never, our stuff just never came out. But
that's
we
so
gonna
funny.
Put something out for sure.
We would love to hear that.
Yeah no,
but it's like nobody does that. The guys want to talk about tricking their money and having orgies.
But this generation's so toxic now.
Yeah,
that's what they want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And people trying to sell records. So I just stay true to me and just talk about getting money.
But I also think, not necessarily, because I do feel like the quote-unquote emo music, people like that a lot, too.
We love Drake. And he's so emotional.
Right.
Yeah, emotional. And that's why Drake is one of the biggest artists in the world right now.
Yeah.
Because he going to give it all to you. He not just about to cater to this one, fuck these bitches crowd. Mm-hmm. Or I'm about this bitch shit, this, and I'm going to turn her up. Or, you know, like, I don't need a hoe. Like, right. He actually makes songs about being in his feelings. Yeah. Girls want to feel like you like him.
Mm-hmm. That's why women
no,
love him.
No, but sometimes he be saying flashy.
He do. That's why I said he made a variety.
Then he did the date with 21 Savage.
Yeah. He make a variety of music. I feel like that's why he's one of the biggest artists.
I feel like Drake, the biggest artist, Drake, Ye, Ye did 808s and Heartbreaks. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite albums, and it's all about, you know, loving
and you know,
his heartbroken. His
every time
being
I'm feeling cute, you know, I put on, I got myself a trophy. I be feeling like,
right?
With my camera. You know, I want to feel cute and loved on. Like, I feel like people just, like, nowadays, they just want to say, fuck these hoes, or
I
buy a bitch this and she gonna do this. And
tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
But you know what? You cashed out. And to keep it real, like with this project that you just put out, Back on Dexter, I love the fact that I think about how like when you was first coming up, people was putting you on and now you kind of putting people on.
Yeah.
Like you got to the position where you're like, all right, let me put this person on, this person. And then you back with like a Vezo.
Yeah.
Having him on hair, Sada Baby.
Sada. We drop a video tonight.
Okay.
Sada Baby.
Skilla,
Baby Money, Cash Kid. He one of my favorites.
Okay.
Cash Kid, Risk Taker, Coach Me Joey, Deuce, all the Flint guys, YNJ.
Isn't it dope though to feel like now you in a position where they so hyped because they like, yo.
Yeah, it feel good.
Cash Doll asked me to be on her project. I'm there.
Good, and especially be a woman. You know, like dudes don't really be fucking, like Babyface Ray will tell you. He never did a song with another girl but me.
Wow,
like,
I didn't even realize that.
They don't care to do music with, a lot of people don't care for like, you know, unless you like big names. But it's like for me to have that solid foundation at home. I love all them niggas. Like, they're my niggas.
Right.
Because they really came through for me. Like, you know, because even though, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a vice versa. Because I ain't dropped in a while. And they all new and hot. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, damn. It was just a full circle, man. Everything come back full circle. Like, just,
I feel like the new rappers in Detroit should feel really good to do a song with you.
They were always excited. Like, and I fuck with that. They were excited.
I'm telling you, that shit is an amazing feeling because I always talk about that when I first met Cash Doll and I was like, it was that Coast for Kids so long ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know. And them kids went fucking, they lost their minds. And I was like, who is coming out? And it was Cash Doll. I didn't know who she was, you know, being from New York. And I that probably was like 9 years ago or something like that.
No,
dead ass. Like 9 years ago, you had big crowds. I used to see it on Instagram. Yeah. Like, yo, Cash Doll.
The way that she came out, I was like, yo, who is here?
Y'all know what's so crazy is they still do that to this.
That's probably even crazier now.
And I sit back and I be like, why the fuck I didn't had a run as long? Like,
God bless.
Why do you think you have such longevity? Because a lot of rappers and female rappers can't do like,
I think it's
years.
Exclusivity, right? And being real with yourself and morals and just how you move, man. I think a lot of that play a part on top of the talent. Because, you know, somebody, they got a hit or miss or, you know, or they hit and it just be like a phase. It's like, I just feel like I don't hang around. I'm not cool with it. I don't do all that. Like, I like who I like and I'm cool with who I'm cool with. I feel like a lot of people, they get hot and everybody want to be around them and they just around them taking pictures and all that. And then and now you just look so easy, accessible. Like, everybody can touch you. Yeah, right. I don't like that. I think that, you know, when they just, like, just drop music over and over and over and over and over and over again, I feel like you give them time. You eat that project. Do the next project. Do the next project. This is what I think.
Right.
Also having morals, not sleeping with every fucking body. You know what I'm saying? Like, be a lady.
You know what I mean? Like, make them want you. Make them respect you.
One thing.
Yeah, like, especially as a woman, make them respect you. Don't have sex with everybody. Like, why?
Honestly, I'm a video vixen. Mm-hmm. That's not even a job anymore.
Right, because you've been doing this shit just as long as me.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's how we know for so long. And I feel like the reason why I've kept a job in the industry is because I made friends with people. I didn't be like, oh, let's go to the room. Right away. And of course there was offers in every place I looked, but instead I just stood cool. I wasn't nasty about it. I know this is a man. You're gonna shoot your shot.
I know you're going and I'm gonna and you gotta know how to spin these things. You can't hurt that ego
because you still wanna work.
So you gotta be nice with it.
Exactly.
Like,
but I feel like it's different now. Guys gotta be more mindful of how they treat you too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's a positive thing.
Because I mean, it ain't like I wouldn't
agree with that
because I'm a woman,
right?
I ain't like I wouldn't do it, but make me want to,
right?
I ain't about to do it just because you motherfucking this person.
Because you also can't, guys nowadays can't try to barter, like, yo, you want to be in the studio, you want this,
right?
Well, you gotta fuck. Like, that ain't gonna work.
Did that ever happen to you?
Hell no. I don't think nobody they know not to try me like that,
right?
Because somebody recently said, had a story saying that they were like, I'll give you this beat if you. I think Ashanti.
It was Ashanti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said that, but it was a while ago.
Yeah, that was
back in the day.
It wasn't recently.
Back in the day, shit was just crazy.
This is.
And I'm pretty sure it's still happening now. It's just probably hasn't, you know.
It is definitely.
What, like, you get this beat, you better fuck.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's, and they probably getting it too.
Because, like, honestly, did you ever feel like just because you're a woman that you got treated differently ever? I mean, I know you've always had a really strong personality.
Yeah.
But sometimes that can feel crazy, like, being a woman. Sometimes people do treat you like,
like you don't matter. Like, I kind of even watch comments, like, when they post me and all the guys, and it's just like,
oh,
I was
God,
invisible.
You can't even.
Yeah.
Like, you telling me my shit wasn't hard? I know my shit was hard. Y'all just acting like I wasn't there because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if it's me and a whole bunch of niggas on the record, they gonna say, all other niggas. She did okay, but don't even acknowledge that I was there. I hate seeing shit like that because I'm a woman.
I also feel like they question women's, like, if she wrote or not. Like,
oh,
I feel
like
when it comes to women rappers, we never question if somebody wrote. Mm-hmm. You know, another male rapper. But as soon as we're talking about women rappers, it's just like, who's writing for her?
And they also act like guys can't listen to you if you're a woman.
Yeah. And it's like, you really, like, as a woman, you only have women fan bases. Like, you really don't have men. And it's just like, this project here is the first time I've seen a lot of men saying that the project was hard. This is the first time. Every time I've dropped something, niggas would be like, eh. I'm like, girl, shit, bitch is this.
Nah, y'all have, you have fans. They just don't be out loud with it. Because I see mad guys, like, playing some rap songs that I'm like, how you bopping to that hard?
Honestly, they feel low key fans. I've seen stadiums going crazy over you for a long time. Yeah. I really feel like that.
It's been a while.
Thank God you put out another project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't you feel good?
Yes.
I feel like I got one off.
My cousin's not gonna let me live. She's played. That's how I even like got to know who you were.
Yeah.
My cousin, they still goes crazy about you. Like, she turned into a whole nother person. I'm like, girl, first of all, you're not cashed off. Sit down.
You got diehard fans.
Yeah, I'm so grateful, man. Because they keep me going. Because it get discouraging. You know, it's like, there's so many girls that come out. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And there, it'd be like a whole big hype right then. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be like, and I just be like, man, I'm gonna just do me, stick to the script.
So how do you not compare yourself or not feel like, especially when you had a baby and you see other women rappers coming out or another hit songs from other female rappers? What do you tell yourself so that you aren't insecure? And
I'm not with them. Like, I got over that phase. That was early on, like when all the girls first start coming out, because like you said, I've been out for a while before that. So that was early on when they first start coming out that I had an issue, because I was stuck in a contract and it was like everybody was coming out, was just blowing up way faster than me. It was like everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, and I was stuck and I couldn't do nothing. And I used to be bitter. I used to be kind of angry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I used to be mad.
I feel like with you, it was no gimmicks though. You know,
yeah,
you
kept it original.
You've been popular for your talent, for being a good rapper and a respectable woman.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? And before, like, even before, like, rapping, like,
you know, I danced. I was like that girl dad. You know, even before that, I was like the girl on the block in high school. I was that girl. So it's like, it's just in me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm so, and I don't want to come off arrogant, but I'm real confident. So it's like now I see it and I be in comments of stuff I like this fire or you look stunning or like shit that I actually like. I'm not lying just so I don't look crazy, but I'm going to tell people that I actually fuck with. I comment, like stuff, all that.
Yeah, and I'll never forget when you first came on Lip Service a long time ago, and you talked about that. Mm-hmm. Just the confidence from dancing.
Yeah, I
got that. And how before that you were shy. Mm-hmm. And, we can't even picture that.
Because I was a tomboy.
Mm-hmm.
I was a tomboy. I was a little boy, like coming to school and all that. Like I was a boy, like a little tomboy. And then when I started liking my first boyfriend, I started trying to get a little girly, but I was still a little tomboy. So I never did nothing like being naked and sexual. I was always like, you know, I'd be fly, but it wasn't like, I'm about to have these titties showing. I'm about to have that ass off. Yeah. And so I started dancing, and that's where I got my confidence from. You know what I'm saying? And it played its part.
And now you're doing love scenes on BMF. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? how was that for you? You know, I was like,
man, that first one, season one, was crazy, y'all. Me and Meech, I said, man, what you got to drink? Man, I had to go take a shot. I was really nervous. Before I left out the house, I was just pacing around like,
what were you most nervous about?
Right. Being naked.
Just being naked. Okay.
Camera, right. This camera's out and it's like, you know, it never been a video of me around here getting fucked or nothing. Like, I don't do that camera shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, wow. And it's like cameras out, my titties is out, my nipples is out, my stomach is out. And I'm like, but you know what? I need to get this off because I look good.
Right.
And y'all motherfuckers going to see me. And at least you see me on TV and I got paid to do it and I'm not on a porno. You know what I'm saying?
You're acting.
Like, when I did Bonita Applebaum.
But the other thing is, such a popular show. Everybody's seen the show.
Yeah. Right.
What about now, like after the baby and now that you back filming, like how you feel or have you had?
Oh, no, I had no more.
Will you if it comes up?
I think I got off. I got my.
I did
off.
That.
Yeah.
I think I did it. You know, because every big actress did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like ain't nothing
Barry
wrong with it.
You did an amazing scene in Monster Ball.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I did Bonita Applebaum and I was butt naked on stage at the Kanye concert in front of 10,000 people.
You talking about you had on body paint?
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And you're right. I'm like, hey, let me get a shot.
Yeah.
I need to drink.
How did you feel when you watched it?
My mama was in there.
Oh, man.
So I came, ran, and put my hands on her face.
You posted, or did she post?
I posted it.
Yeah, I
and
remember
I was
that.
Put my,
yeah.
my hands over her eyes, and she told me, let me see if you do it like me.
Yep, I saw that.
That's not my
I saw that.
Let me see if you got it from your mama.
Right? So I'm like, and I was pregnant when it came out. I was pregnant, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I did the carpet, and I had a stomach, and then the show came out. They like, beat her baby. Then it was all a plan that irritated
me. Oh my God.
All that shit was irritating
me. Ridiculous.
Like, you know, because, you know, like, damn, separate
like
the two.
Like, that was acting, people.
Well, we get invested. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. That means you did a good job.
Yep.
Right. Monique did.
Yeah. We thought you got pregnant on
it. Yeah, we got pregnant. It happened.
That's good, though, that they put you in there because being from Detroit,
yeah.
You know, and how did you, well, obviously you like BMF. You've been in there since, you know, the first episode, you know, season one. But for some people, they might have been like, oh, we got to see more Detroit people in here. We got to see while they in Detroit, like real Detroit people acting. And who's more Detroit than Cash Doll?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was happy to be a part of it. Like, I was so excited. 50 called me himself and told me, like, I got the role.
Yes. So did you send in an audition tape?
Yep.
Okay.
I did. Yep, I did. I sent in one for Kato at first. Y'all seen Kato, right? I sent in one for Kato at first, and then it was like, all right.
Wait, who was Kato?
That was the girl she that died last
week. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked her, too.
Yeah, I that's my girl.
That's why you wanted that one. But,
yeah, because she was a boy. You know, she was like, she was hanging with the guys and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Genuinely, like, that's who I am. You know what I mean? So then it was like, well, send this for this role. And I'm like, okay. And I sent it in, and like, 3-4 days later, he called me and told me I got it.
Fire.
And I know I you went, so did you scream, jump up and down?
I cried. Oh, and he called me on my dad's birthday. He called me on my dad's birthday. My dad died on my first birthday. So when his birthday come around, I'd be a little emotional. And he called me on my dad's birthday. So that just made my day. I'm like, hell yeah.
That was your father.
Yeah, I feel like that was my dad.
What other roles would you like to lean into?
I want
to
shoot some shit.
Okay, like action.
Oh yeah, I can see
I
want
to do some Angelina, so good. Some Colombiana.
No, and listen, Colombiana. I did a fabulous video, and I had the girl in the trunk, and she was making noise, and I had to take the gun and be like, "Shut the," and it was the best.
It
time
was fun.
Of my
you
life.
Get to get off, like, yeah, I want to do. I want to shoot everybody up.
I can see you and set it like a set it off.
I was really feeling that.
Set it off.
A set it off remake. Yeah. I could definitely see you on that.
I want to do something like that. Then I also want to. Just do something just totally different.
Okay.
Like some just crazy.
Like a rom-com or something.
Yeah. Or like crackhead.
A rom-com. Like a
crackhead. Oh my God. I don't want to see you as a crackhead. No.
Hey. Listen.
Crack doll.
Crack doll.
I can see you being La Madrina.
But not that. It'll show your brain.
I'd rather you be the dealer.
The dealer than anybody.
I don't want to see that.
But you see Monique. Then
oh God, yeah.
No, it shows your range.
Yeah, no, I want to do something really weird, like be in a crazy home. Like,
now, would you do any more? Like, I'm sorry, but I still be loving the Detroit movies. I love McGraw Ave. I'll be watching.
Oh yeah, that's good.
All of that. Would you go back to any of that? I mean, back to Keisha roots.
You know what? My own. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You need one.
Yeah, I do my own.
I think you should. Mm-hmm. You know, that would go crazy.
I would do that. I'd do that. So, somewhere I could shoot some shit up. Bow, bow, bow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that shit would.
Or like a strip club next world level. Or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we saw you get mushed up in 211.
Yeah.
Like,
man, everybody
I know
hate
you hated
that part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How was that for you? Because every time I look at that, I'd be like, I know she was mad as hell having somebody just. Grab her by
it was
her
fun because it was acting, and I was I can't wait to see how it turned out. Like, did it really look like I got, you know? Like, yeah. And then BJ, that's my brother. So,
tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Would you ever do reality TV?
I don't know. Like, what kind?
I don't know.
You would have to call it a docuseries.
Okay. Would you ever do a docuseries?
It's called a docuseries.
It got to be something like that, because when I think of reality, I just think of Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah. No.
And I just think of them pouring drinks. Yeah. And I'm just thinking about me going to jail.
Right. Okay.
Right. Well, would you produce one yourself? Like, something, is there something that you would think that...
It was something in the works called Boss Friends. I was trying to do... Yeah, I would do it myself for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like an ensemble kind of thing, or just
where you had control
on you. Right. Or...
Yeah, like definitely, I'd be executive.
I feel like that's important. But, you have to have control, like
because they'll make it look like for their benefits. Like,
no, they'll pull the rug right under your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I would want to sell something like some boss women making investments, doing things, being a mom, having a man, cooking, cleaning, just showing what women do, because I think we don't get enough credit in this world because we really run shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we really do everything. Yeah. I would want a show where people could just see how women really just multitask their whole day.
Yeah.
With going to pick up the kid, getting your hair done, getting your nails done, making sure you get waxed, making sure you look good, cooking, cleaning, being a rapper, being an actress, goddamn remembering lines, playing with your son. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Making sure you keep skincare.
It's like, how does it happen?
Yeah.
I ain't got no kids, but I tell you, my day be crazy.
But you still have a lot going on.
Just
being Angela. You know,
launching a brand new nationally syndicated radio show.
Yeah, like that.
And then the businesses.
Buying all your property, keeping up with all of that, all the paperwork.
And listen, let me tell you
something.
People
don't even know about that.
And one of the main things I feel like that's important is for women to come together and invest together.
Yeah.
You know, in investment groups. That's what I was telling Cash Doll earlier. We might do something. So.
No, we are.
But
we are.
It's the plan. But I feel like those conversations are important. And when you get into that mindset, and I feel like on this mixtape, you were in that mindset of, I'm not just trying to like have somebody talking about like investing. You're talking about owning and ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing for nothing, but those closets full of Birkins and all of that you have, that's an investment.
That's an investment.
That's all worth way more money than it was.
And then when you look at the bottom of that track list, it say Cash Doll Enterprise. It don't say no. It say, well, license.
So you're getting your royalty money.
Yes, it's licensed for a couple of years, but it's Cash Doll Enterprise.
Yeah.
Owning.
Yeah.
So when I'm talking that talk, I mean it. You know what I mean? Like,
and I be talking all that shit about bags being an investment, but I ain't sold a bag yet.
Yeah.
I swear to God, on everything I love, I have not sold
that's
a bag.
That's how she say that shit all the time.
She talks me into buying bags. She be like, Jazz, you know it's an investment.
Yeah.
Like,
okay. I be saying that.
That's how you feel better when you buying something.
That's how she gets me. And I repeat it to myself when I'm buying things.
You got to have something to make yourself feel better when you about to spend this much money on something.
Every time I don't feel like working, I look at the bags. I'm like, which one?
For real, you sold one before?
I've sold a few.
I say it all the time.
And you know what else I be doing?
I never sold one of my Birkins, and then I Google what it's worth. There's a lot of consignment places. But now I know the guy, he be calling me like, Steph, you got anything
but
in your closet?
But you probably be selling the Chanel.
Yeah, no, I've sold Chanel and Louis Vuitton.
I know you ain't sold no Birkins.
I sold my pink one, and I sold it like right after I got it because I had to pay for things that I don't really want to talk about right now. But it was, I got back four times what I paid for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But I tell myself that all the time. I ain't sold shit. I'd be like, this bag gonna be.
Only Birkins do that.
No, Chanel too.
No, yeah, Chanel too.
Yeah. Because I'll look it up. And even like, I had bought a Louis Vuitton bag, using me when I bought it. And it's hard to find. It was like a limited edition one. So I happened to go in the store right when the bag got put out. And I bought it, and then I went to another Louis Vuitton store just looking. And they was like, you know, I had the bag on. And they were like, oh, my God, somebody came in here looking for that bag. You know that bag going for a lot because you can't find it.
That joint is pretty. I should have got one, too.
Which one are you talking about, that fur multicolor?
No, the yellow. It's yellow, right?
No, it's navy blue. But it's got, like, the LV. It's, like, and rainbow colors all over it. Yeah. She like, which one are you talking about?
I saw a yellow one I really liked.
And I got the, yeah, it was. And then I got the Chanel heart-shaped bag.
That's cute. Which one you got, the black or the pink?
I got a purple one.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I had reserved. I happened to go in the store again, and you had to reserve it.
Yeah. I got a few pieces that whenever I wear, they be like, bitch, do you not know?
Yeah.
I want this bag so bad. You can't find it nowhere. And I just be like, well, I'm really not getting rid of it now.
I know. I be saying to myself, like, one day if times get rough, I might sell some bags.
No, when I don't want to work, and, you know, I got bills, and my bills are high as fuck, I just look like, which guy gave me a bag, then I don't like him no more.
Right.
Nothing I bought myself.
Now, have you softened up since being in a relationship? Like, as far as, you feel like you're a little bit of a softie now, cuddling and... I love you, and
she got a son. She soft.
Sorry, no, I'm soft. Yeah, Cashton make me mushy. Oh my God!
No, after you have a baby, you're totally different.
Oh my God!
It's like you start thinking about the world ending.
Yes, and what I'm gonna do so I can prevent him from it.
Yes,
yes, I do. I'm so soft with Cashton. What am I doing too, though? Like Tracy, that's my love bug. He all right with me.
He all right with me. Who said I love you first?
He did, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
And which one, you said it back?
Or did you say thank you?
Yeah, I said it back.
Angela's so evil.
What?
She would say thank you to a guy who says I love you.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah. I haven't said it back before. I was like, oh.
You said thank you?
I knew that was coming.
Where did he say it, in bed or at another time?
Nope, he just said it.
Like nothing was happening special. Mm-hmm. He just was like, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys were having a good moment. You was like, I love you too.
Yeah, I said it back.
Yeah,
I said it back.
You guys are having a good moment.
You know, I mean, this is my first time doing this.
Yeah.
First time doing what?
First and last, right?
Like a real relationship like this, like living with somebody and like all this time.
I like it.
And my cup of tea, but you know, it's flowing.
You know what's good? It's good because y'all both super busy.
Yeah.
And so I think living together is like, that's where you get to come together, because you off doing this, he off doing what he's doing. And then when y'all home together, it's special.
It's fun because, you know, you get tired of a person. You see each other every day, all day. You just get tired. It's you got to be out doing something and being productive.
No, I was just telling Angela, I think I have a mental problem, because when I'm single, I feel lonely. I want to be with a man. And then I have a man and he's with me every day. And I'm like, get out. Leave my keys. And go.
Like, please, just go. Like, you know what? I think that's our good balance. Because like I just came home and then I stayed for a couple days and I came here. You know, like, then I'm go back home tomorrow because I'll be missing Cashton.
Right.
Like, really, Cashton. Yeah.
That's the real thing. You'd be like, ooh, where's Cashton?
Yeah, like, I'm walking the house looking for him. Soon as I come in the house, I'll be screaming, where my baby at? Look for him. But so I think that's the thing, like missing each other and being productive and coming together and executing plans. We wrote down on a board. You know, we got a big board by the bed.
Oh, that's
dope. I got my side. He got his side. And we put down stuff we want to get done.
I like
that.
Yeah, that's
cool. We both get them done. And it'd be fun erasing them off, seeing who we racing, how quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did this, I did that. So it'd be fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, productive. We have a good time. He's stupid. I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we just.
What did he think about the mixtape?
He He think it's hard.
All right. So how is it when you're like playing music for him? Are you able to just be there with him, or do you be like, all right, listen to it. I don't want to be in the room.
Oh no, I listen because I'm confident. So I'll be like, man, listen to this shit.
Yeah, you want to see the reaction. Like, did you hear what I said? No.
He's like, listen to it, and he listen to it, and I'll be looking at him listening to it.
You better bop your motherfucking head.
Now, if you didn't like something of his, could you tell him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, have you done that before?
Okay.
And he told me before.
Yeah, that's shit. What I was.
And then when I think it's hard, I'll be like, well, you tripping this shit.
Okay, what you said?
I don't know what you talking about. It's hard. And then I'll probably call him later, like, I know what you was talking about.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I see what you mean, but the shit's still hard.
How was sex while you were pregnant? Because Jasmine was
I felt like a whale.
You did?
Oh. I just wouldn't feel confident. I couldn't get on top, for real. I wasn't me. I wasn't doing what I do.
Mm-hmm. How long did you guys wait after you gave birth?
Oh, we waited. Mm-hmm. I wasn't playing. They said you'd be fertile.
Right.
Yeah. You can get pregnant immediately.
You're supposed to wait 6 months, right?
No.
It's like,
no.
I think it's like 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah.
But you are very fertile right after you have a baby.
Yeah, no, I waited.
So you only have one.
Two. I have two, 22 and 12.
Oh, okay. So,
she waited 10 years.
You waited
10
years.
No.
I was 16 when I had the, I don't know how, I was, but then again, too, I was literally.
You look so good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, but 22-year-old.
Thank you. Yes. Mm-hmm. I was like by myself. Like it was just me. Like my mom left when he was a month old. Oh. So it was kind of like, was
like,
hard.
That again. Yeah. Especially when you don't have that much help.
Yeah.
It really takes a village.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
And in really the intro, you said you had postpartum.
Yeah.
Are you still feeling like you're dealing with that? Or
It wasn't like I was just going crazy. I just didn't care for myself like that, like I normally would. Like, you know, that's a part of our personal hygiene, getting hair and nails and that's like normal. Like, I just didn't want to do nothing. Y'all, I'm talking about bushes under my arms. Like,
yeah, that's not cash dollars.
That's not me at all. Yeah. I was going through that, and it got to a point. One time I was just crying for no reason. I don't even know what I was crying for. I wasn't sad. I was just crying.
Did you know it was postpartum?
Yeah, I'm okay. This ain't me. But for the most part, Tracy tell everybody, like, she was good. Like, she really held it down. Like, he'd be hearing stories from his friends, and he'd be like, my girl want nothing like that.
Okay.
And then so my mom came. Y'all had a good one. And he was there for the most part before he was just outside, thinking he was outside. And then my mom came, and then my sister, she just came back, like, around July, August, and that's my road dog. So she got him now. You know what I'm saying? And Tracy have him when I'm gone, when he at home. So I got a system now.
That's
my mom
great.
And my they stay right around the corner. My sister stay with me. So I got a good system.
Yeah, that's huge to have, like, to go through postpartum. Like, I feel like people who has a actual village or a system that support, it helps. Because how's your postpartum?
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was
like,
bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was you doing? Like, what were you doing?
I couldn't stop crying. Yeah. I just couldn't get it together. And then it was like, I didn't feel like myself. Like, it was just weird. Like, I don't got a baby.
That was me.
Then, like, what? Mm-hmm. What is this? Is it? Like, it felt like a death.
Was you still with your guy?
No, we were. I mean, he was around. I had support. It was just I couldn't get it together. Like, I just couldn't get
it together.
I couldn't. I would just be crying. And then also, like, I couldn't even do things like communicate. Like, I would try to, like, talk and I couldn't get my thoughts, my words out. It was weird.
Right.
Really?
How long did it last?
No, it really,
for a while.
It
got better, but
your brain, it changes your brain. Like, your organs moving around everything.
Like that baby stretching everything
your head.
Out. Yeah. Do you think
postpartum?
Yeah, but I'm on medication.
Oh, you smart. Had to get on medication for
that's smart.
What medication do they?
I'll tell you,
antidepressant.
Sorry. But the thing is also, like, I have anxiety. I battle depression. I have a business I'm an entrepreneur. I got to pay people. Like, I just have a lot. And then I had a baby. And then, you know, it's just like, and I live a different kind of life. And then to have a baby is like, oh, I got to sit down. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
And you know what? We get used to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that been our life for so long, just getting up, doing what the fuck we want to do.
I do whatever I
want to
do.
To now, I can't do. Hold on, wait. You telling me you running shit? Cash. So now I got to ask you, can I go?
Right.
Like, I ain't never had to ask nobody or make sure somebody was straight before I leave, or now you on my mental while I'm gone. It's like,
You know, that, some, that, and some women alone, have,
we be stuck in our ways.
And I know when we finish this, you about to FaceTime him right away.
Yeah, I am.
I know. Because that's what Jasmine about to do, too.
What you doing, Snug?
I be singing to her. She be like.
And some women have postpartum that they don't even want the baby.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like that. I just felt bad about everything else. I would be good to the baby.
No, I wanted her. But it still was like.
What am I supposed to do with
I'm
this?
I'm holding her crying. Like, then I feel bad. I'm like, because I know she could feel my energy. And, you know, really? She's looking at me like.
And I know you had no idea what it would be like. Because before she had the baby, she was like, okay, Angela, after the baby, a month after, let's go away. Let's go on a trip. I said, Jasmine, you're not going to want to go nowhere.
Same way.
After you have this baby. I was like,
yes, I will.
And she was like, and then what happened?
I literally said, oh, nothing's going to change after I have the
baby. That's what I thought.
That's exactly what I said.
That's why it had to be so hard for you to go right back to work. After you had the baby and then,
be away from your baby.
It wasn't really hard, y'all.
Honestly, I think that helped.
That helped me be a better mom. Mm-hmm. I got to do something I love. Because when you're stuck in the balance. The only thing I didn't like about going back to work is because I didn't feel myself.
Right.
Because I was chunky. Yeah. I had body, the baby weight. Like you know the what body I mean? Weight. Yes. But it was good for me and my mental just to get out the house with him and his dad.
You didn't feel guilty?
Nope.
That's good.
No, because like, you know, and the reason I didn't is because I got off the breast milk, and he was on, you know, his formula.
It's so much easier and that helped after me. That.
Yeah, because I'm like now I don't feel bad. I would feel bad if I was gone and he needed me and I was trying to pump and doing all too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I felt it really made me a better mom. It made me. Like I used to get in the car after I got done. Like I pull up, you know what I'm saying? I'd be excited to see him, but I need that
me time.
Me time, and then the me time with doing something I love, and I'm being productive, and I'm making money. All of that is perfect. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, she was not listening to that baby.
Nope,
listen at all. Okay. Period. Now let me ask you this: are you gonna go on tour for this? For Back on Dexter?
Yeah, if I do, I'm gonna go like when it's hot, so my baby can come.
Okay.
Yeah, and he don't get sick moving around. Like
Has
that.
He flown before?
Man, Cashin have been in California. He's been in Jersey.
He outside.
Detroit. He outside.
Cashin been outside.
Okay.
He been outside.
Passport.
He
got
outside.
A passport. Yeah. You do.
How long did you wait?
What
to bring him outside or to have him travel?
I waited till when the first time Cashin flew. My baby sister prom. That was in June. That was his first time he flew to Detroit.
How old? How many months was he?
He was six, going on 6 months.
Okay,
that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
I still ain't brought Rain on. The
yeah,
plane.
Like I, no, I, how I couldn't.
She? A year and a half.
Oh yeah, you did say that. You said yeah.
Well, she's a smallie, right?
She big now. She was premature. She big now. She was barely 3 pounds when she was born. She was premature. Yeah, she had emergency C-section.
That probably fault. Caused a lot of y'all.
It's my fault. Stop it. Yeah. It's not my fault. Yeah. She was doing all kind of shit outside, like she wasn't pregnant.
I thought
it was normal.
Yeah. We was at a concert. She's standing up outside.
She was at Angela 100
degrees. She whining on the stage. I'm like, girl.
Now you're exaggerating. She's exaggerating. But I was out like. Still, like, I wasn't drinking or smoking, but I was out, like, you know.
Just out.
Because that's my life. I don't know.
Right, you don't know no better, else. Right? Yeah. You wouldn't do it if you got pregnant again. You'll be like, you know better now.
She probably would.
No, but I was like, I would cry. I would cry for everything.
No, but seriously, Casta, I just want to say congratulations on the new project.
Thank you.
I love it. I love hearing you talk your shit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I think it was a great idea for you to go back fire. To Dexter we to do
it.
That.
It was really fire. Because I don't listen to new music. Like I said, I was in the car listening to Bad Bunny from 10 years ago, his first album.
So you listen to the old, what you know good.
I listen to the old shit. And I said it. I was like, I think I'm about to start listening to Cash Doll. I swear, because it was so fire.
That's dope. I appreciate
that. I was like, this a new one? This the new one?
Because don't you feel like, I feel like everybody trying to sign Detroit rappers right now, too.
Yeah, I think it's a Detroit wave. And it's like we finally got this spotlight that we've been needing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
been needing it because we've been fire.
And y'all, the way like the rap is so distinctive too.
It's different.
You could tell when they're from Detroit.
Yeah, they're from Detroit. In them beats, the beats. It's the beats for me. They so dark.
Yeah.
And also the way y'all ride the beat is a little different.
It's a little offbeat.
Yeah. It's a little.
That's what it's known for though.
Y'all ride the beat a little different, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right?
It's probably offbeat to y'all and to us is on.
Yeah, it's to you.
It's the accent too.
You think we got an accent?
Yeah. Detroit?
Well, you guys have your own lingo,
Detroit.
Too.
I've always liked Detroit.
You guys have
your own lingo. With the fur coats and
because Detroit not too far from New York. Like, with the furs and the flyness, you know what I'm saying? Like, Detroit is We into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cartier.
But anyway, shout out to you, Cash Doll, though. I honestly love to see like the elevation at all times, you know, and I know that like even with this acting, with the music, it's like you're not letting up on nobody. So
congratulations.
Yes, now I got Cash. Congrats. It's over.
It's over.
I'm never letting up. It's on the flow. It's on the flow for sure. But thank you, y'all. I appreciate it. And I had a good time up here for sure. Every time I come up here, you know I fuck with you, young. You know, you're my girl.
And we always talk about doing some things together. I did her album release party. I came to your birthday party in the middle of the damn pandemic.
I remember that.
I was like, shit, I don't feel right.
It was a good time.
But it was a good time.
At least you had a good time.
We was outside.
I think you did get COVID after that.
No, she didn't get it.
I got COVID in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Oh, in Atlanta. Yeah.
No, you got COVID in Austin.
I didn't get it. I got COVID in Atlanta, and then we went to Baltimore and that's when I found out I had it.
And she spread it around in Baltimore.
No, I didn't. No one else got it. And that's the worst when you got to call people and be like, hey, because we did a party.
I let you know.
So how you start this off?
Hey, you good? Listen, I just had to let you know. I just tested positive.
I was around you. Who was it? Kevin Lyles
was there. Brent Fires was there.
Oh, that's funny.
I hit Brent. I was like, hey, just to let you know. He was like,
wait, was I there? I was there.
You was there? I don't think I told you.
I don't think you told me.
Damn.
No, I didn't.
No, you did.
No, I told everybody. Yeah, I was responsible.
Yeah.
Just think, imagine having to call somebody and be like.
I remember I had COVID.
And I didn't have,
I was at home sick.
Did you have it after Cashton?
Nope.
Okay, it was before. Okay. Yeah. How'd you get it? In Atlanta?
Nope. I was in Detroit.
Oh, being bad. She's like in Atlanta.
I was being bad. I was outside. And you know what's so crazy? That whole weekend, I kept calling Corona Coco. Ooh. And I was like, fuck Coco. The crowd was saying it too. I'm like, fuck Coco. I went home 3 days later. I'm like, Coco.
Was it your birthday party?
I think it was.
Because I remember, I think people had got it. And I didn't get it, thank God. But I remember people had got it.
I kept telling everybody, fuck Coco.
Well, Coco said, oh, you want to play?
She said, oh, bitch, you want to play with me?
All right. You looking for me?
Coco, what my... Here I go.
Go say Coco in the mirror 3 times.
Uh-huh. That shit come out.
And that bitch appear.
All right. Well, Cash Doll, again, thank you so much. I know you'll be back.
Of course, I'm coming back.
All right. Always a pleasure. Make sure y'all get that back on Dexter, baby.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb, available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.